Rebecca, and I'm so glad that you could join us today. I know that your English will improve as we talk about the Sugar Bush Fair. Brr, it's actually a cold March morning here at Studio Classroom, but that's okay. I have my nice warm coat. Now all I need is a plate of pancakes with lots of maple syrup. And of course, I would need a tent. If I had a tent, I would be ready for the Sugar Bush Fair. Now, where might I find a tent? I could go to the store and buy one, but that would take way too long. Or I could just forget about the tent. Well, I will think of something. Today, we are going to be talking about the Sugar Bush Fair, maple syrup, and, of course, activities at the fair. Hey, remember that tent I was talking about? Maybe Gabe has one. Let's go inside and ask him.
Hey, everybody. My name is Gabe. Happy to be here learning about the Sugar Bush Fair.
So, Gabe, I have a very important question for you. Are you ready? Do you have a tent?
Do I have a tent?
A tent. I need a tent.
A tent here, in the studio.
Yes, because we're talking about the Sugar Bush Fair, and I need a tent.
That was a big outdoor tent. Let me work on that, Rebecca. Maybe we'll get a tent for you.
Okay. That would be great.
Okay, well, right now it's time for us to go and enjoy the first reading of today's lesson. Are you cold?
It is kind of a brisk...
The Sugar Bush Fair, a celebration of nature's gift of maple syrup. What do a chilly March morning, an outdoor tent, and pancakes have in common? The 31st annual Sugar Bush Fair. The Spring Valley Nature Center, just northwest of Chicago, organizes the event. The fair draws hundreds of adults and children alike, all eager for a taste of pancakes with real maple syrup. And that's just the beginning. Activities. When everyone is full, they can visit the Native American and Pioneer sugar camps to see demonstrations of maple syrup production.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 pioneer 这个名词。Pioneer 是指拓荒者或者是开拓者。例如 the movie talks about how the pioneers strive to survive in harsh times. 这部电影讨论拓荒者们如何在艰困的环境中努力生存。Pioneer 也指开路先锋。例如 the doctor was one of the pioneers of heart transplants. 这位医生是心脏移植手术的开路先锋之一。接下来我们看的是 production 这个名词。production 是指大量生产。例如 the new car model will go into production next year. 这部车的新款会在明年开始量产。production 也指电视、戏剧或者是专辑的制作。例如 the production of the movie took over 3 years. 这部电影的制作费时超过三年。它的动词是 produce, P-R-O-D-U-C-E。例如 the land produces a good harvest each year.这块地每一年都有好的收成。
Okay, the Sugar Bush Fair is a celebration of nature's gift of maple syrup. Now, let's take a look at this first question in our lesson. What do a chilly March morning, an outdoor tent, and pancakes have in common? And this is just a good question to ask. What do something and something else...have in common? Let's take a look at that phrase.
I have another question or another way that we can ask this question. Gabe, oh wait, look at those pancakes.
Oh, yes.
Ooh, those look so delicious with the syrup and butter.
What does this butter, these pancakes, and this syrup have in common?
Well, they all go on pancakes. Yeah. Oh, I think I know. It's the 31st annual Sugar Bush Fair.
Yeah, and they're all in this picture. That's what they have in common.
That was funny.
All right.
But back to the question I wanted to ask. So, Gabe, what are some things that we have in common?
Oh, well, We both like hanging out with people. We have that in common.
We do. But we also both teach.
Yes.
We have that in common.
Okay, good. We both enjoy animals. We have that in common.
Well, you know, I like cats, but I don't really like dogs.
Well,
we have that in common.
Exactly.
We both like cats.
We both think that guys are smarter than girls.
Wait a moment, Gabe. Huh? Whoever said that I thought that guys were smarter than girls?
Oh.
I think that girls might be smarter than guys. So we both have that in common.
Well, I guess we don't have everything in common. Anyway,
I guess not.
Think of some things that you have in common with other people and talk about that. Practice using this phrase.
Wait, I have one more question.
Yes.
What do lemons, apples, and bananas all have in common? It's a trick question.
The lemons, apples, and bananas, you can eat all of them.
No, Gabe, they're all fruit.
Oh.
They're all fruit.
Well, yes, that's true, too. They have that in common. All right, we know how to use this phrase now. Try to use that sometime. Now, we continue here, the 31st Annual Sugar Bush Fair. Annual. So that means it happens once a year?
Yes, and there are lots of things that happen once a year, like my birthday.
My birthday
and Christmas, and then you have Valentine's Day.
So these are all annual events, annual holidays. Now, if something happens once a year, it's annual, or it happens annually, if you would like to use the adverb form. Now, what if it happens twice a year? Is there a special word for that, Rebecca?
There is. We can use the word semi-annual, or there's another word that you can use, and that is biannual. That means that it happens twice happens twice a year.
Yeah. Now, this is a very special word, biannual, because if you look in some dictionaries, it will say it means twice a year, or it could also mean once every 2 years. However, there is a very special word that really means once every 2 years, and that's this other word, biennial. So maybe a biennial game, that is a game that happens once every 2 years.
Exactly. So maybe you could take some time and try to form some of your own sentences using annual, biannual, and semi-annual. And of course, practice those in English.
That's right. It's a good idea, okay? All right, so we read about the Sugar Bush Fair here. The Spring Valley Nature Center, just northwest of Chicago, organizes the event. So, if you would like to experience the Sugar Bush Fair, then maybe you could find out more about this Spring Valley Nature Center online.
And all you have to do is go to Chicago. I've actually never been to Chicago myself.
Well, I have, and I think it would be quite chilly at this time of the year. You know, Chicago has a nickname.
Oh, does
it? You know what
that
is?
What's the nickname?
The nickname is the Windy City. Yeah.
That makes perfect sense, because I hear it's extremely cold in Chicago. That's why I have my coat on.
Yeah, well, you should bring your coat to Chicago. It's the Windy City. You know, there's a city in Taiwan that has the nickname Windy City. Do you know what that is, Rebecca?
I don't think I know.
It's a really windy city.
Is it?
Yes.
What is it?
Hsinchu. Anybody who lives in Hsinchu will tell you it's a really windy city.
Well, I have yet to go to that city, but I guess I'm going to have to go, and I'm prepared because I've got my coat on.
All right, well, don't go right now.
Oh.
We need to take a closer look at something a little later in our lesson. We'll see the phrase boiled down. Let's see what Liz has to say about this phrase now.
Hello, friends. My name is Liz, and here's a closer look at today's sentence. Visitors learn how to tap trees for sap and then see how it is boiled down. Notice the phrase at the end of the sentence, boiled down. When we boil something, we're adding temperature to liquid, and that makes the liquid very hot, like we boil water to make tea. And when something gets boiled down, it means high temperatures added so that liquid can be reduced or become less. So in the case of today's sentence, the writer is saying that visitors learn how to tap trees for sap and then see how very high temperature is used to make the sap become syrup. This phrase, boiled down, can have another meaning. Sometimes we use the phrase boiled down to talk about making something complicated into something simple. For example, you can use it to describe how a complicated assignment was handled. Like, although the assignment appeared challenging, boiling it down to a 3-part plan made it seem possible. Or your teacher might say to you, your report needs to be boiled down because it's too long. And that's all the time we have for today. I'll see you next time.
Thank you, Liz. Well, we read on here, the fair draws hundreds of adults and children alike, all eager for a taste of pancakes with real maple syrup. I would love a taste of pancakes right now. Rebecca!
Look what I've got here!
Pancakes!
Oh, it smells so good. Freshly made this morning.
Oh, that's great. Do you have any maple syrup to go with?
That's the only problem. There's no maple syrup. Hmm. But I'm sure they still taste good.
Actually, Rebecca, I think you're in luck because I have some maple syrup right here.
You got maple syrup?
Yes,
here.
I do.
Pour some maple syrup on my pancakes.
Oh, I will.
Oh,
here
look
we
at
go.
That. Mm. Yum.
Oh, that looks really good.
Oh, that looks so delicious.
All right. Well, Rebecca, hold on a second. Don't eat those now. No. Save it for later. Don't put something in your mouth when we need to keep teaching, especially about this next sentence. It says, and that's just the beginning. Let's take a look at this phrase. That's just the beginning. Maybe you're sharing some details about something, but you feel like you just got started. You could say, that's just the beginning.
Ah, these pancakes smell good. Oh, I have an example. So we've already had an exciting morning. We played games, we sang some songs, and that's just the beginning.
That's just the beginning.
That's just
we
the
have
beginning.
A full day of fun ahead of us. Well, we do have more to learn right after this.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom, the place where exciting things happen. It's also the place where we talk about maple syrup, and pancakes. Well, earlier in our lesson, we learned that the Sugar Bush Fair draws hundreds of adults and children who are eager for a taste of pancakes and real maple syrup. I'm glad that I have my own plate of pancakes. They're so delicious. Well, we still have so much more to learn right now, so let's continue with our next reading.
The Sugar Bush Fair. Visitors learn how to tap trees for sap and then see how it is boiled down. The end result? Syrup. In addition to the demonstrations, a children's puppet show and hay rides make for an entertaining time. David Brooks, manager of the center, notes that the fair has become an annual tradition for many families. He finds it impressive that people attend, even when the weather is cold. But people know that the celebration means winter is ending and spring is coming. So, if you find yourself in the Chicago area this weekend, stop by for good food and good fun.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 tap 这个动词。tap 在这里是指切开树枝来汲取汁液。注意它的过去式、过去分词还有现在分词都要重复字尾的 p 再加上 ed 或 ing。例如 ,the workers in the forest are tapping the maple trees. 工人们正在树林里面采集枫树的汁液。tap 也指轻敲或者是轻拍。例如 ,the dancers tap their feet in unison. 舞者们整齐划一的踏步。所以我们看的是 sap 这个名词 sap 在这里是指树的汁液例如 the sap of the camphor trees is used to make insect repellent 樟树的汁液被拿来做成驱虫剂或者是 the sap began to seep out and dripped into the bucket 树枝开始渗出来滴进水桶里 sap 可以当动词意思是消耗元气或精力例如 managing this company has sapped all of Fred's energy管理这家公司耗尽了 Fred 的所有精力。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, what can you do in these sugar camps? You can learn how to tap trees for sap and then see how it is boiled down. The end result? Syrup! Let's take a look at this phrase, the end result. That means no matter what you do, you're working for a result. That is the end result.
For example, you could also say, if you study really hard over the weekend, then the end result will be good grades on your next exam.
All right, so let's now go to the next paragraph here. We read about David Brooks, manager of the center, and he notes that the fair has become an annual tradition for many families. Let's take a look at that little word, note. Basically, here it means to mention something.
Exactly. So you could say, please note that we will be closed on Sunday.
Well, please note, we have an information cloud coming right up. The guys there are going to discuss how you know that spring is coming in the United States.
When I was a kid growing up in America, one way I knew that spring had finally arrived was when everyone set their clocks forward 1 hour.
And that's just what North Americans did last Sunday night. It's called Daylight Savings Time, or DST. And countries put it into effect so that people could enjoy more light in the summer evening hours.
Now, there are many benefits to DST. It extends the time people can enjoy outdoor activities. It's been said that DST also helps reduce crime, traffic accidents, and stimulates the economy because people tend to stay out later and shop more when it's light outside.
Right. With all these benefits, it's hard to believe there are people who oppose DST, but there are. They think changing the clock disrupts meetings, travel, record keeping, and sleep patterns. Some say it even increases the risk for heart attacks.
And don't forget about the problem DST causes for outdoor evening entertainment events like drive-in movies and fireworks displays.
Right. Well, sometime in early November, people will set their clocks back to standard time. How will they remember which direction to set their clocks? With the phrase, spring forward, fall back.
某些国家像美国会因为昼夜长短四季的变换实施所谓的 Daylight Savings Time, 日光节约时间简称为 DST。每年到了三月美国民众要把时钟调快一小时进入 DST, 等到秋天呢再把时钟调回来。DST 的用意是想要利用夏天昼长夜短的特点改变人民的作息，进而达到节省用电的效果。美国人为了帮助大众记得如何调整日光节约时间，还发明了一个口诀 Spring forward, fall back。 其实这是一个双关语， Spring 除了指春天，当动词用有着跳跃的意思， Spring forward 就是向前跳，所以当 spring 春天来临就应该把时间向前调快。相对的，等到 fall 秋天，日光节约时间即将结束，时钟要调回来的时候， fall back 除了有倒回来的意思，还可以解读为秋天要把时间调回来。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. Well, our lesson continues. So if you find yourself in the Chicago area this weekend, stop by. Now, before we continue, let's talk about this phrase, to find yourself or to find oneself. What does it mean if you find yourself somewhere?
Well, it kind of means that you are traveling and maybe you went somewhere and you did not expect to be there at first, okay? So you find yourself there. For example, I started driving, I left Taipei, and I didn't really have any plan, but I found myself in Ilan.
Well, that's a great example. But we also want to talk about this other phrase, to stop by, for good food and good fun. So if you stop by somewhere, that means that maybe you go and visit someplace.
That's right. Maybe you have a goal, but you can stop by other places along the way. I need to stop by the store on my way home. Well, right now it's time for us to stop on over in the editor's summary to see... Oh, nope. A review skit.
Review skit.
All right,
review
let's stop skit. By and see a review skit.
Whew, it's chilly this morning, Mom.
Yes,
March can be chilly in Chicago, especially when you sleep in a tent.
Yeah, I'm hungry. What's for breakfast?
Pancakes, of course, with real maple syrup.
Yay, that's my favorite.
I know, and that's just the beginning.
Just the beginning?
Yes, this is the 31st annual Sugar Bush Fair, and we have a lot to see and do today.
Really? Like what?
Well, after breakfast, we'll visit the Native American and Pioneer Sugar Camps.
Sugar Camps? What will we see there?
We'll see demonstrations of maple syrup production.
We will?
Yes, we'll learn how to tap trees for sap and find out how it's all boiled down.
To make syrup for pancakes?
Yes, delicious syrup for pancakes. That's the end result.
What else will we do today?
Well, we'll also see a puppet show and we'll go on a hayride too. That should be very entertaining.
And fun.
Oh, yeah. The Sugar Bush Fair has good food and good fun.
I can't wait.
Well, let's get started.
Yeah. Where are my pancakes?
Well, Dad's bringing them soon. They're on the way.
Good. I hope they're hot because, ooh, it's chilly out here.
Yeah. A good day for hot cakes.
Oh, yeah.
We're just northwest of Chicago in Midwestern United States at the Sugar Bush Fair. What are we doing here? Eating pancakes outside in a tent. Chilly at this time of year, yes, but yum. Hundreds of kids and adults attend. And what is on top of those pancakes? Real maple syrup. Now that we're full of pancakes, it's time to visit the Native American and Pioneer camps to see just how we get maple syrup. From tapping the trees for sap to seeing how it's boiled down and seeing the end result, maple syrup. Everyone learns a lot. And that's not all, because there are hay rides and puppet shows and all kinds of activities. The Sugar Bush Fair has become an annual tradition for many families, according to the manager of the Spring Valley Nature Center, where the fair is held. And even though it might be chilly, people know that spring is coming soon. So go and have some pancakes if you find yourself in the area on this weekend in March.
Thank you, Linda. Wow, those pancakes look really good.
Mm, hey, well, so good.
Becca, I just noticed you're not wearing that big heavy coat like you were earlier.
Well, Gabe, I just made these pancakes and I felt so warm. I had to take my coat off. Mm, they're so good. You want to try one?
I think I shall. Friends, thank you so much for joining us here today. And we will see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.
These pancakes are good.
You're really missing out on the record.